In Business on Radio Kerry with Mary Gallagher, keeping you informed with business matters home and abroad.
Good evening, you're very welcome to In Business. Mary Gallagher here with you up until 7 o'clock this evening. Now, Killarney Business Muckross Creamery, who we've caught up with on the show here in the past, they are producers of ice cream on their own farm in Killarney. Well, they were announced this week as one of 10 winners nationwide of bursaries valued at €10,000 from Three Ireland, the 2022 Grants for Small Businesses. Well, to chat more about this, I'm joined now on the line by John Fleming of Muckross Creamery. John, good evening. You're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much, Mary.
So, look, massive congratulations to you. Muckross Creamery is one of the 10 winners of the 2022 Grants for Small Businesses from Three Ireland.
We only got notice of it there the other day, but Three Ireland notified us that we were after qualifying for one of their bursaries there, so it was great. We're delighted to get it. We can put that to good use now, hopefully to expand the business and up our production rate a bit as well with new machinery, and hopefully meet the demands now going forward.
And it's a €10,000 prize fund. The bursary is made up of a combination of cash, connectivity solutions from Three Ireland, as well as professional advice and support from Three Ireland's expert business advisor. So a bit of everything involved there, as you say, the cash to help with machinery, but you're also getting, that technology, and then you're getting the professional advice as well.
We are, yeah. And I suppose, like, just going forward, like the way the business is set up, running a dairy farm, so we won't always be in an office or stuff like that. So just to have the connectivity means a great deal to us as well. And I suppose there is a deal of our business going on online as well, between orders coming in and orders going out. So it's very handy to get that and get the backup and the support from Three with that as well. That'd be great.
Mm-hmm. And I suppose, tell us about the business. You were on with us here in the past year on In Business, but how are things going for Muckross Creamery?
Things are going well, I suppose. Like, we started in 2019, and since then, I suppose, like with everyone in business, COVID was a big massive headache with it. It disrupted everything and kind of put artificial highs and lows in the business, but we have a steady customer base, all right, and we are looking at expanding, all right, because there is demand there for it. We actually have turned down a number of outlets which we could supply. We just don't have the means to supply them at the moment, but hopefully with this will help us rectify that. But no, it's good, very strong so far. Now, like, it was a very good summer in Killarney now this year. That definitely helps in with the amount of customers, the amount of people enjoying our product anyway, so that made for a great number of it.
Mm-hmm. And there's been a strong demand from the hospitality industry for the ice cream.
There has been I suppose a couple of hotels and restaurants, and also we're selling directly into Super Value there as well in Killarney and Castle Island, and they seem to go very well with the bigger numbers around for the summer as well, like, but no, they went very well during the summer.
Mm-hmm. And so this purchasing of the new ice cream machine, that's going to help with production, I suppose, and increase production, and that's the aim.
I suppose when we started off, it was a bit of trial and error and just seeing, would it work, was there a market for it, was there support there for it. But we're delighted that very much there is support there for it, and there have been a few inquiries there that we couldn't meet, but hopefully now with increased production we'll be able to reach a few more customers and keep them all happy.
Mm-hmm. And is there a particular side, are you looking more at that hospitality side, or are you looking to try and get into more shops, or a bit of both?
I'd say a bit of both. We've done both of them, and we also have pop-up ice cream parlour as well on the farm as well. We've opened it there. We opened it last summer and it went fairly well, and we had it open this summer now as well. It went good. And it's just to see, have we enough product to spread between all our various aspects of the business. But no, I think they all have their pluses. We're happy with all of them, really, in fairness.
And when it comes to flavours, have you plans to expand on what you're producing at the moment?
We have a few basic flavours, and we have a few with our own twist as well. I suppose one of the advantages too of having the pop-up parlour, and also we do a few events as well, just sometimes just dealing with the public, you get great feedback immediately, And if you carried out four or five different flavors, you could see immediately straight away what is a hit and what isn't a hit for people. And that feedback is very important. So we are trying a few different bits and pieces, all right, yeah.
And you obviously have the farm there as well to keep going. I suppose, would you be planning on taking on people with the increase in production, or is that something maybe you might look at down the line?
I would definitely look at that next year, I'd say. Even maybe some few people seasonable, maybe during the summer. It's a learning curve as you go along, like, but definitely, like, just with ice cream, like, it peaks completely in the summer and then tails off at the end of the year, all right. But no, definitely, yeah, we would be looking at doing that, I'd say.
Mm-hmm. And just coming back to this competition again, Three Ireland's competition, like, I mean, there was obviously a huge number of entries and massively successful to be one of 10 chosen nationally to win this bursary. I mean, you must be very proud of yourselves.
Oh, definitely. Like, it's not that desperate long ago we entered it, like, and next it was just, look, we said we'd put our hat in the ring and see how we get on, and we submitted our entry and we just heard about it the other day. So no, delighted, absolutely delighted, like, you know. I suppose we had a strong case, all right, but at the same time, like, it was a big surprise to get it, but no, a very pleasant surprise and delighted, mm-hmm. absolutely delighted.
That side of the, you know, the professional advice and support, which is part of the package, mm-hmm. you know, from Three's business advisors, it can always be good to have somebody from completely outside of your own sector to come and have a look at the business and maybe give you a few ideas or their own views, you know. And you mentioned speaking to the customers, and that's always fantastic feedback, but always good to, I suppose, maybe to get input from somebody outside the business on maybe some possible avenues forward for your business.
Oh, definitely. In terms of the customers, like, that's great for maybe smaller things like flavours and stuff like that, but in terms of looking at the business from the outside and what direction to go or where we get the best possible return, how should I put it, on our own effort and time going into something. So no, to get somebody from an outside point of view, that is brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant, all right, because they'd have the experience, they'd have seen lots of different businesses, and they'd be able to, how would I put it, we'd be able to learn from other people's pitfalls that way as well. So no, it's very good to be able to pick somebody's brains like that.
Absolutely. About your own business, as you mentioned, you have the farm there, so you have your ingredients there, you're producing it yourselves, but looking at your packaging then, your packaging is fully sustainable.
It is, yeah, we source that through a couple of different companies, but no, I suppose that's what the customers have demanded too, as well as, look, they're looking for compostable packaging going forward. We're all very conscious of the environmental repercussions of packaging and plastics and stuff, so we're definitely keeping an eye on that and looking to improve it as we go on.
Yeah, and as you say, that there is that market there. There is a demand from customers to, you know, that they spend their money on a business that is sustainable, and they're also supporting local then as well.
Exactly, yeah. I suppose when we started off, we were looking at it and wondering, was there a market there? But there has, like, even in the local shops and a couple of local restaurants are in, and no, delighted to get that. Like, so we see people supporting that from local. We're more inclined to try and support local, but we've tried that from the start as well, like, to use local ingredients where we can, keep the flavours local as well. But no, so far so good. So far so good.
Well, look, John, we're going to leave you there. Thanks so much for joining me, and congratulations again to you all in Muckris Creamery on winning that Three Ireland bursary.
Thanks very much, Mary.
John Fleming of Muckris Creamery there, producers of artisan ice cream in Killarney, one of 10 businesses nationwide that secured bursaries valued at €10,000 each. So massive congratulations to them.